Now for your homework. This week we asked for your stories of animal encounters. This came in from Avner Uzan. He once worked as a zookeeper at the Tel Aviv Zoo.
One of my duties was to feed the small monkeys. There was a trough in front of their cage, and we would simply dump the food into the trough. They would reach through the cage bars and grab whatever they felt like. Well, on this particular day, as I was turning the wheelbarrow over, I leaned towards the cage, and there happened to be a small monkey on one of the shelves. He grabbed my hair and basically yanked and pinned me to the bars. So I was basically flailing. There were people watching, laughing, having a good time. And you could tell the monkeys were enjoying themselves. There was probably about six monkeys in the cage. They were just rolling and jumping and really enjoying the scene. I grabbed a tomato from the trough and flung it at the cage, flung it at him, and instead of it fitting between the bars, it actually hit the bar and splattered back at me, which was much to the delight of all the onlookers and the monkeys.
Enough monkeying around. Susie Shane sent in this cinematic story of man versus beast.
So I was snorkeling in the Dry Tortugas off of the tip of Florida, and I was with a man and a teenage boy, and the man suddenly dove down and picked up a 3-foot-long nurse shark. And the shark was furious, and it wanted to attack the first thing that it could see, and unfortunately I was the first thing that it saw, and so the shark is coming at me, and I was whirling side to side trying to get away from it, and suddenly I feel this chomp, and the nurse shark bit very hard into my rear end. The shark bite left a perfectly round scar that lasted for many years.
Thanks to Susie Shane and Avner Uzan for their stories. On to next week's homework. We want to hear about the things you fight about at home. Not the big questions, but the little stuff, the everyday things, the ones you fight about all the time. Maybe it's how to properly load the dishwasher, or what to set the thermostat to. That's the rub in my house. Whatever it is, tell us about it. Write to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Again, that's homework@npr.org or the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Make sure you leave us a number so we can get back to you.